Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, Washington, D.C. this week. It's Washington Watch, what we call this farm broadcasters event, where we converge on the nation's capital and visit with some of the movers and shakers. And of course, we sat down with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollin.
Just last week, I'm betting all of you were tracking that we dropped all criminal charges against the Maud family, who are a ranching family from South Dakota. During the press conference right here on these steps, Heather Maud thanked during that press conference, almost at the very top of the list, the writers and the editors of the agriculture outlets who had been making her family's case for months. They helped, you helped the Maud family get their story out when the previous administration failed to represent them. In the first 100 days of President Trump's second term, we at USDA have been laser focused on implementing his bold policy agenda. Since our avian influenza plan was unveiled, the price of eggs have gone down. We put pressure on the Mexican government for failing to cooperate in addressing the New World screwworm and also for failing to meet its water delivery obligations under the 1944 Water Treaty. And we've been fighting for fair trade for every American farmer and rancher by tackling trade barriers and visiting six countries in the next few months to expand market access and share the bounty of the American agriculture across the world. The caretakers of these crops are your subjects. Their stories are your work. At their best, agriculture outlets and writers are the voice of American farmers and ranchers. Farm radio is local, mobile, and trusted, and your broadcasters are heard over more than 1,500 media outlets, reaching millions of farmers, ranchers, and other rural audiences. Please consider our team here at USDA as your resource. Our team is ready to answer your questions and help ensure you are successful in conveying this most important of information. Thank you again for coming to our home here at USDA this morning, and I look forward to taking some questions. Thank you all so much.
Madam Secretary, I'll just ask, earlier you had mentioned that there would be a plan this month regarding the right-sizing or downsizing of USDA. Mm-hmm. When can we expect that plan?
Hopefully soon. That's right. We are planning to unveil the new USDA reorganization plan next week. So y'all are the first for me to give that date to, but it is coming. And the team has been working very hard on it for a good long while. And I think that especially those in this room will be pleased as we look to analyze, figure out, and provide a solution on how to better serve the American farmer and rancher and rural communities. And perhaps that doesn't mean that we should have so many people in Washington, but more to come on that as we look out into the country. As far as the brain drain, the press has been reporting, and it's a correct number, that under the deferred resignation program, the DRP, we've had about 15,000 USDA employees take that. But I want to put that into context for y'all. USDA has around 106,000 employees in total. Every year, we lose, just by attrition, between 8,000 to 10,000 of those employees. So while 15,000, you know, is blasting across a lot of headlines right now, at the end of the day, through the DRP, hopefully the goal is that it isn't too much of a difference. We are right-sizing, we are, quote, downsizing, but I don't think it is as drastic, perhaps, as a lot of people are looking. And I believe that's important. This organization at USDA, especially the farmer and rancher part of the organization, we have a lot of other things we do, has to remain a priority. We have to ensure that we have the right staffing, whether it is our frontliners, so FSA, et cetera. We have put a huge effort on ensuring that those remain fully staffed and, in fact, become better staffed. And then also on our firefighting front, our wildland firefighters through the Forest Service, those remain priority. And, in fact, we have not accepted the recent DRPs from either one of those groups and have signed a memorandum that no funding freeze or spending freeze or hiring freeze will apply to any of those frontliners or our firefighters. So I feel very confident in the plan. I think that the president has a very bold vision of returning the power to the people, of downsizing the government, and I think we're doing that in a very intentional and very smart way.
Sitting at USDA headquarters, visiting with farm broadcasters, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning weather.